This with Gugulethu Mfuphi.
We zone in now into where we are and where we fare in terms of South Africa's economic recovery. And this is quite poignant, right? Just recently, we saw the GDP print for the second quarter of this year, managing to impress participants and economists on the market. But if you compare that to what we witnessed with the unemployment figures, raises significant concerns. So what does this tell us? Are we seeing a recovery in our economy, however, with joblessness remaining prevalent? To help unpack this for us further, we joined by economist from PwC, Dr. Christy Viljoen. Dr. Viljoen, great to have you with us on the line this evening. I guess first things first, let's touch on that observation of GDP versus jobs numbers and what this tells us about South Africa's potential economic recovery.
Good evening.
Indeed. Good to have you with us, Dr. Viljoen. I guess first things first, let's unpack the comparison between GDP as well as jobs growth in South Africa. Are we seeing that we are seeing, I guess, jobless growth in the economy?
Well, there's always been a strong relationship between GDP, which is basically the size of the economy, and the number of jobs we have. And you see that in every economy in the world. But it's been very strong in terms of when you see the economy grow by 1%, you see jobs grow by 0.9%. It's a very close number. But the problem is over the past few quarters, that number has actually been declining, and that connection has been breaking down. And we are obviously in unprecedented conditions still within the COVID-19 situation. So we're seeing that our economy is recovering. Our economy is seeing positive growth again, but we're not seeing that in terms of job creation. And for a country like South Africa, who's already had a record high unemployment rate, it's just additional bad news, unfortunately.
You're quite right. It's additional bad news and news that we need to respond to. But before applying solutions, help us unpack some of the challenges here and the four key problem areas. Tax burden, I believe, is one of them.
Well, yes. I mean, there's obviously a very good reason and several reasons why we are not seeing job growth in South Africa at the moment. We can list many of them, and in our analysis, we looked at four of them, and it sort of talks to business confidence, confidence that you'll be able to create a job and employ someone. But at the moment, private sector business is faced with a bunch of uncertainties. So one of them is the idea of higher personal income tax to fund more social transfers, and that then obviously directly impacts on what companies can pay their employees. We're also sitting with more uncertainty about when the next time of load shedding is going to be. It's been 3 months where we haven't seen load shedding. It almost feels like it should be around the corner. We also know that with the social unrest that we had in July, the main reasons behind that, again, unemployment and poverty, inequality, those things are still with us. So there's the question, when might this happen again? You can see some of the affected businesses have not reopened all of their facilities that were damaged. If we think of it, there's so many uncertainties at the moment. One main one being the vaccine. We've seen a slowdown in the rollout of COVID-19 vaccines. So how long are we going to still see the lockdown? And by our estimates, probably going to be another 10 months before we reach the government's goal of vaccinating 67% of the adult population. So it's all of these uncertainties that make for troubling times when businesses have to decide, are they actually going to create jobs?
A simple but very difficult question. Can we fix it?
The simple answer is obviously yes, but it's in the detail and the implementation. There's nothing new and nothing revolutionary about the solutions behind this. We need an improvement in our education outcomes. We need people with skills that enter the labor market that attracts foreign investment. So if you think of someone that leaves high school at the end of this year, will they have the skills and the abilities to actually find a good, productive, a positive, resourceful job when they were in 2022? And many matriculants don't have that opportunity because they don't have the skills when they leave school. When we have a labor force like that, we're not very attractive for foreign investment. Foreign investors that come into a country that want to create jobs, they look for people with skills. So our biggest challenge is upskilling our labor force, people that are already working, and also those coming through the education system. In the end, it comes down to skills, skills, and skills. Do you have the skills to get a good job? And if people have those skills, then we will attract more investment. We will attract more job creation. So the simple answer is it's about education and skills. But the very, very big challenging question is, how do we implement this? How do we change this?
Very important. Skills, skills, skills. How to implement, how to change, and making sure that there is a significant social compact, right? To make sure that all parties are involved in driving this change that we require. Thank you so much for your time this evening. So we really do appreciate it. It's Dr. Christy Viljoen, who's the economist economist from PwC, helping us unpack a recent report from PwC highlighting that while South Africa's economy might be bumping along, seeing a sustained recovery, the challenge is that we are not creating enough jobs.
Kaya Biz with Guguletu Mfupi.
Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. on Kaya 959.